We have in the studio, I can't believe it's been a week since we've had Ben Newman in, Dr. Genocide.
And you playing all those tracks to him.
Yeah, and he picked one that he took away and he's reproduced, okay?
Yep.
Obviously you're in, Herb's in,
yep.
I'm in. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock. We do have an array of subjects, but if you remember from last Wednesday, we got Ben in because it's his last day today. And he's made it very clear that he doesn't want to go.
I only asked.
We may have to call, a bouncer or a doorman to get rid of him because he doesn't want to go.
Have you seen the sleeping bag in the corner?
Yeah. What? What am I going to do next week, he said. So we will sort something out, Ben. Don't you worry.
No.
Anyway, over the last sort of, 10, 12, 15 weeks that you've been here, we've established that you're very switched on with technology and very interested in technology. Some of the stuff that you've done over the last couple of months has been really fantastic. You've done a bit on our website and a four-piece website, and it's all looking back over the games and game consoles. How they've changed over the years, which took up about 3 or 4 weeks of your time.
Yeah, a little documentary thing.
And it was, because normally youngsters come in and do a documentary, but they do it in an audio fashion, but you did it in word fashion, like a magazine page.
Well, I figured that, like, you know, some people prefer reading things rather than just hearing it, so...
See, I'm totally the opposite. I'm lazy in that respect. I want somebody to read to me because I can't be bothered to read it. I mean, that's the way I work. But I take your point on that. You've also been, over the last couple of months, you've been really busy producing music and producing six shows.
Yeah.
Just describe the shows and the music that you've done, put together.
Well, there's no real actual setting for each show, really. It's like just a bunch of music which I've made, and even when I make music, it's not really in a set pattern or anything, unless I'm making music for a game, then, you know, because, you know, games, they have like a set setting and all that. I had to make music tracks to actually fit the theme and all that.
Okay, I'm fascinated by it, and I can see the incredible talent that's in there. You don't see it that way. You just because
it's just a hobby to me.
It is. It's just a hobby, but there's a talent. It really is. And we gave you a bit of a challenge. But before we give you tell you all about the challenge, what I want to do is I just want to highlight the fact that because you produced six shows, and we asked you the question. We said to you, can you do your top five? And when you first started, and you said top five. I don't like music. We said you take music and you remix it and do it in your own style.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what you've done, and you've produced six shows, and we're going to be playing those show one, show two, all in order, on Saturdays for the next 6 weeks. So throughout the summer, 6 weeks of Ben Newman's remix show, and you can hear it between 2 and 3. Now, the music that we're hearing in the background, because look, last we spent the whole hour trying to convince you to do particular songs. We wanted you to do the stripper theme because it's a great piece of music.
You wanted the stripper theme,
and you refused. Point blank, refused.
Yep. Yep.
But this song is the one that you took away to remix.
Yeah, it's I didn't exactly listen to the whole song. I just listened to the first few seconds, and that's why I remixed it off.
Okay,
but, you know, I guess it's not too different.
Do you know what the song is? Do you know what the piece of music is?
Dance of the Cuckoos. I have no idea where that's from, though.
Bless him.
Laurel and Hardy, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Do you know who Laurel and Hardy are?
No.
You see?
No. You don't care, are you?
I'm not too fast, really.
30s, 40s comedy duo.
What I could say is that what I did to this track, it's exactly what I said. It's nothing anyone would expect I'd do.
Okay. Well, so I'm intrigued because...
Apologise.
Honestly,
there,
I haven't heard this. Okay, this is the original. This is the. I've got no idea who did the original, but I'm just thinking of that. That's another fine mess you got me into, Stanley.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is that, from what I'm hearing now, this is more like a random, strange comedy thing. What I've done is, to be honest, I can never describe what I do to music.
Okay, but you've taken it and you've remixed it in your own little style.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
We're waiting to hear it now, then.
Oh,
ready?
God.
Yeah, go on.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm sure anyone's ready.
I love
Don't
it.
Don't be embarrassed. I think that was really good.
I love it.
In fact, I think it's Macca's new theme.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. It's like a little bit different than what we would expect.
You're a genius. Yeah. That is really fabulous. I really like the fact that you've made it funky. That old song. I mean, that old piece of music comes from what? 40s? 50s?
Really?
Maybe even the 30s. And you brought it right up to date. It sounds absolutely brilliant. Well done. That's all the way through that, I'm thinking, I've got to send this to somebody.
Can we put it on Facebook or something so let people see how many people hit on it and look at it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Absolutely. With your, can we do that?
Yeah.
Is that
okay? I'll be interested to see how people like it.
Yeah, okay. Really, really impressed with that. It just sounds really funky. There's a whole load of Doctor Who in there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. It's like... Oh, I've lost count now. 16, maybe 17.
Right. Okay, but, I mean...
I'm just looking at a clip of Lauren Hardy as you're doing that. It looks rather good.
Maybe we should do the same. Maybe we should put the music behind the clip of Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should mix it up. Could we do that? Could you do that as well? Visuals? Do a few visuals on it as well?
I could try, I guess.
You could always extend your four-piece course if you do that.
Ooh.
What, is this blackmail?
Yeah. Obviously something he wants to stay, yeah.
Okay.
That was really good. I'm really impressed. We should find you another song to do.
Well, I still got the other... I mean, you did put them in the folder, so I've still got a couple others, I guess.
Yeah, I think there was about six you gave him, wasn't
it?
Yeah. Can we have a crack at one of those as well for next week?
Maybe.
I'm extending it for a week.
All right.
See how you get on.
I'm not sure which one I'll do next, but I'll try again.
It'll be another surprise.
Do you realise you've got to go at some point, you know? You can't stick around here forever.
But what would you do without me?
Oh, well done. Well done.
Hey, look, honestly, that sounded really fantastic. It's not what I expected at all. And it sounded really... Sorry.
I just realised that was played live. We're not the only ones that heard that.
Hopefully messages coming up on the Facebook telling us what they think.
Play it again very soon.
Yeah. All right, then.
We will.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I know you don't watch much TV.
Hmm?
But have you ever looked at things like Games of Thrones?
I've actually done a remix of that.
Have you?
Yeah, that's one of the things in the show.
Oh.
One of them. I can't really...
Did you actually watch the programme itself, other than listen to the music?
No.
No, okay.
No. Not really.
No.
So, okay.
Well,
I told you.
You did. I bet you... Yeah, there's a job I didn't take a belt with that.
You don't watch any normal TV, do you, at all?
Not really much.
But Games of Thrones isn't normal.
It is.
It's all these weird creatures keep coming up now.
It's all these lovely ladies that keep...
It's as normal as The Hobbit.
Normal as a Hobbit. So you didn't watch that either?
I watched that.
Oh.
Were you a fan of The Hobbit?
Yeah.
Could you do me a favour? Next time one of them Hobbit-y film comes out, and what's the one, the Lord of the Rings? Whenever,
yeah.
They're on about making a load more of them as well.
Are they?
Will you go to the cinema with my wife instead of me? Because I can't stand them.
Oh, I didn't watch it at the cinema.
You're going to watch it at the cinema? You don't watch
it? No, I don't watch it at the cinema.
Wait till it comes on TV and then...
So you don't want to take my wife to the cinema then?
No.
Don't
particularly.
Oh, bless. Turning your wife into a cougar, bless
her. Of course, poor old wifey, he's been turned down by Ben.
What do you mean? I don't like going to cinema much anyway.
What was the last time you went to the cinema?
Well, you know, when the film's... It's also the thing with cinemas. When the film first comes out, people always rush to the cinema. You never think... Trouble is, though, if more people start thinking, well, maybe if I wait, there'll be less people there. And, of course, you go, and there's going to be more people there.
Yeah.
Because everyone has the same idea.
Do you have an issue with too many people?
Not in every situation. I mean, sometimes it's not so bad, other times it's like, ugh.
I'm pretty much the same. I'm not really big on crowds.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm thinking too many people, not really into that.
In perspective, imagine trying to put, I don't know, 10, 20 people in this room.
Yeah.
It's bad enough with five of us last week.
I sometimes when I go to the Isle of Wight Festival, I sort of look around. I'm thinking under my breath, will you all just please just either take 20 paces that way, give me some space, or can you all just go home?
And then they just come closer.
Yeah, they do. Getting back to that piece of music, loved it, absolutely loved it, and I'm hoping that you can do it one more maybe next week.
I'll try for another one.
All right, I'll extend your four-piece for another week then, all right?
Yeah. This is my salary, get paid in weeks.
Yeah, he's only here because we've got the heating on. It's warm, yeah, and it's dry.
It was hot yesterday.
Well, sort of, yeah. We've got loads of things to talk about. Now, you are, 18, 19?
19 now.
Do you ever think about when you're going to leave home?
Not particularly.
Mm. No, see, things have changed dramatically. I left home at 19, gone. Went back at 22 for a bit after it didn't go right, you know. But we're asking the question, how old were you when you left home? Because there is a story around that people are going to be at home with their mums and dads forever and a day.
Even if they've got a partner.
I didn't really see the point of moving out currently, because, you know, it's like, I'm going to get my own house and I'm going to have to live alone, and it's like, what's the point? Nothing's going to change, things will be a bit more difficult and I'll be in debt.
You'd be in debt, absolutely. Debt,
oh. I was like, what's the point?
Stay where you are. Does your mum and dad talk about you moving out, ever?
No, not really. No.
They don't hint or anything.
I don't think so, no. Either that or I just don't pick up on it.
You go home one day and your suitcase will be on the doorstep.
It would be a very small suitcase.
Oh, bless. Oh, no.
How old were you when you first left home?
I actually was 17.
So you were very young.
Yeah.
Did you, at the age of 17, have to get some kind of, okay from your parents?
I said, I'm moving out, Mum.
And they just said, okay, see you later?
Yeah.
Because most parents would have said at some point, well, you're only 18, you need my, permission.
Yeah. It was my other half, who was my boyfriend at the time, suddenly realised I was there.
All right.
I didn't get his permission either. Yes.
So you just moved out?
Yeah.
And nobody said anything? No. Nobody said, you can't do that? You just did it?
Yeah.
And that was that?
Yeah.
But then...
I'm on good terms with family and everything else. It was
Wind
just
the clock
weird.
On a few years, and when your daughter said to you, Mum, I'm moving out, what did you... How old were they when they moved out?
Oh, crikey. They... I was trying to think now. Older than me.
Yeah.
I think my youngest was 22.
So did you have the talk?
Oh, I had the talk long before then.
Did you? Yeah, the talk. I'm moving
Which
out.
Which one? Oh, I thought you meant the talk.
No, not the talk. I'm moving out. Is that all right? Were you okay with it?
Yes. She moved in with her boyfriend and the family to start with. And I was fine because I obviously knew the family. I know the family well, and they all got very well. And now they live in their own place.
Right.
They rent and they're happy. So... my daughter moved out, moved back, moved out. One of my daughters, I have four girls, if you remember. So I had one that moved over to the mainland. And I think she didn't move back home. She moved over to the mainland when she was about 20. Got a job over there.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was a bit worried. You can't but help. But you know, I went over and made sure they're all right. Saw her into a new place, helped them move in. Yes, this is okay. But... they want to stand on their own feet, so I wasn't pushing them out. I was very upset when my last one went, I must admit, because the house was empty.
How old was she when she left?
She's the one who's about 22, I think, yes.
So that's roughly the right age, isn't it? 22 to leave home?
Yeah.
But nowadays, the average age is going to be quite considerable, because Ben's going to be about 45 before he leaves home, so he
but
says.
I think men are different. They stay longer.
Yeah.
It all depends what happens, I guess. I really don't know what's going to happen in the next few years, so...
What would you like to happen, Ben? You know, what would you like to happen? If you could have a magic wand now, what would you do? What would you magically do or go ahead for?
Magically do?
Yeah.
So you mean something that would normally be impossible?
No, because...
What's your dream thing to do?
Yeah, because you go for something really... Yes, you can be Doctor Who if you want.
That's not what I mean, but...
No, what would you like to do? I mean, you're 19, so what...
I have no idea, really.
See, job, own place, own pad?
Well, I mean, I guess I've got... I mean, I've kind of got some sort of job sorted out now. Some sort of engineering thing, so... I'm going to have to go to college for that. It's only one day a week, so that's not too bad.
Okay, so that's been sorted out now?
Pretty much got a job.
Which college are you going to?
Isle of Wight College again.
Excellent.
Except this time it's going to be the engineering course.
So why only one day a week?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about this. Only that I need special work boots under these overall things, so...
Is it a day release? Are you working somewhere and then...
That makes him sound like he goes to prison for the rest of the week.
Oh, I didn't mean
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, I'm on parole. I got
back
arrested
to the school
for being,
as well now, aren't we?
I'm under arrest for being too good.
Is it an apprenticeship?
I think so. Doing? That's what it is. Yeah.
But one day a week.
No, there's so many times actually, to work, and then they have one day. Which
to be honest,
they
I think I'll know more as it actually starts. I think it starts at the
That's exciting.
End of the summer holidays.
What would you want to do there, Ben? What do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
If you had to pick a job that you could
genuinely, do. I would prefer something animation wise. But if I think about it a lot, if you get a job animating, it's not really free anymore, is it? It's like you have to do this or that. It's nothing you want to do.
Okay.
Like, say you want to be animating characters. The next thing you know, you're just animating letters for some sort of advert. It's like, oh, I'm having fun.
So you want to, you're more of an artist than somebody saying, can you do this? Right, you need to do this, this, and this by the end of the day, and I want this drawn as well.
I'm more of a free thinker than a one who's just told to do something.
Okay. Now, what about the companies? Is there any companies on the island that you look at and think, well, I could come and work for you guys, I could help you out?
Not really.
No? Okay.
No, it's just like, I like doing animating, I don't know where it's going to go.
Did you ever think about going to university and doing animation over the...
I was going to, but they declined, so I thought, well, screw it.
Well, they missed out, didn't they? They missed out.
They declined.
Yeah, they prefer, as with everything, they just prefer, you know, qualifications as to actual experience of what you can do and all that.
Hang on a minute, that's why you're there, isn't it?
Apparently, but...
To get them.
No, actually, they don't have the qualifications to actually
but
get
But then you
in.
Don't have to have the qualifications in the thing that you're going for. As well, long as you've got so many
in
points,
in a nutshell,
isn't
companies
it?
Like this, if you fail some sort of thing, like, I don't know, geography, then you can't do animation. That's it.
Do you know what? I've got to be honest, Ben. The more the course has gone on, the more we've gotten to know you. And what we've gotten to know is a really decent, down-to-earth lad with a totally wicked sense of humour and an incredible talent, too.
Mm.
And it's a real shame. There you are. You know, you've applied for a role at the university over in Portsmouth, and they've turned you down. And you're going to go to college one day a week to learn engineering. I think, you know, it's waste. It's a waste of your talents.
Well, to be fair, it's like, I'm not going to bother. I mean, if they're going to, like, if they're going to decline that, then it's like, what's the point? There's no point just going in, so...
Engineering in what?
Good question. No idea.
Okay.
He's really interested in the course.
I just do it because, you know, at least I have a job to do something. It's better than, you know, just sitting around that suit and nothing's happening.
I like that. From a young person, it's a job. At least it's a job. Mm. You're not sort of saying, "Oh, I'm not going to do that." There's too many people like that.
Do you mind if I make some inquiries on your behalf?
Okay.
And just see what we can actually achieve, because I think you're too good to go to college and learn something that you don't really have an interest in. You are, and you know, I think having heard the music that you've just produced, I think there's certain people that we could call and say, "Hey, look, is there any way you could offer us some advice here? Because there's a lad here that's got a talent, and we're all about nurturing talent and putting people, you know, pointing them in the right direction." There you are, you're 19 years old, and somebody's pointed you to the college. Well, no disrespect to the college at all, but I think having spent some time with you, I think that is probably not the best thing that they've done for you. I don't think they're acting in your best interest. And forgive me if that sounds kind of rude to whoever has actually sorted that out on your behalf. Hopefully it wasn't your mum or your dad, because I don't want them on the door.
I don't think they listen to this anyway.
Oh, right,
maybe.
Okay.
You never know.
You haven't converted them then.
So you're fired
well, they know
now.
They know how to listen to it, but whether they do or not, that's beyond me. I'll probably find out when I go home
today. I'm pretty sure they do. But anyway, I think if you don't mind, I'll make some inquiries on your behalf and see where we can go. Because honestly, that piece of music that you've produced is phenomenal.
Yeah, really. It's like I can make music. It's just like, doesn't mean I can make every kind of music that maybe needs something. It's like I may be asked for something, I'm like, interesting, but I don't know if I can do that.
Okay.
I showed you a clip a couple of weeks ago of a friend of mine who's doing some music.
I remember that.
What did you think of that? So, because he had to do all the interpretation of things.
Well, that's the thing. I can remember you showing me a clip. I can't remember what the clip was.
Memorable. I'm memorable now. I'll show it again to you, because I would like to send it to him as well and see what he can.
I remember it was
suggest.
Music related.
Okay. Well, we're your careers advisors here.
Yeah.
Well, we try and do our bit. I mean, you know, we don't want you to go either. I mean, you are. I mean, when you first turned up, you didn't say a whole load. Then we had a bit of a conversation, and we said, you know, because you're one of, you know, a long line of youngsters that finds it very difficult to not anymore, but communicate with people, have eye contact, and all that. And you sometimes are guilty of mumbling, and I'm slightly deaf. So we had that conversation where we said, is there any chance you could look at me when you're speaking to me? Because then I can kind of lip read a little bit. And, you know, because
truth be told, I actually joined this thing and I really didn't think my music would be going anywhere, because I was always at the assumption that, well, it's nothing that big, is it? It's just something I do. No one really cares much about it.
Well, you're wrong. You're totally wrong there.
I mean, truth be told, I mean, I still don't know what people think of it. It's like, besides everyone around here, but, you know, anyone's listening, it's like, what do I know? Did they like it? Did they not?
Well, okay. I couldn't do what you did.
We're going to put it on Facebook and we'll let you know what people think of it next week. All right.
What about, like, the, you know, you said you, when the shows go on, you put them on the four-piece course and all that.
Yeah, you'll be,
Would that also be on Facebook? So, you know.
It'll be, your shows will be live this Saturday from 2
Saturday.
Till 3.
All right.
Yeah, 2 till 3 this Saturday. Make sure you're listening. We'll put that, it'll plaster it all over. Oh, now I'm being your promotional manager now, aren't I, eh?
Percentage.
He's got me wrapped around his little finger now.
I've infiltrated everything.
Not only is he not
careful,
leaving
you haven't signed
piece.
Any agreements yet.
I don't know how I do it.
We'll sort that out for you, all right?
All right.
We'll sort that out. Because I believe, it's one of the reasons why we set up this radio station, is because, you know, get other people's talents and showcase them.
Yeah.
And you've obviously got a talent, so we're going to showcase it.
All right.
All right, so you can stick around for the next half an hour, because we're going to chat about leaving home. And, just go over that story, because this is not literally that.
We've had a phone call from your mum.
Oh, am I leaving today? Oh, boy. I think I have a nice cardboard box outside waiting.
It's a small box. There's not much in it.
No, I was just reading on the in the articles on the line, and it was just saying that the young adults in America, as we like to be known now as young adults, are starting the, like the same in the UK, they're living more with their parents, you know, and rather than leaving home and finding a partner, they're staying at home. I wouldn't have pushed my girls out at all. In fact, as I said, I was quite upset when my last one went. But there's some people that just can't wait to leave. Like you, obviously, you couldn't wait to leave, could you? 17? No, but you're 19.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to leave.
Yeah.
My nipper left home at 16 he was. He went in the army. He went in the army college, and that was quite sad as well. And he's been in there ever since. Never looked back. He comes home now and again and stays. But
leaves his laundry.
No, he doesn't even do that. No, he's. He's.
They're actually well trained, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They're
discipline
very,
and everything.
Never used to be. I mean, he was a messy little so-and-so. But you always thought that, okay, he's going to be around for a few years because he's going to have an education, then he's going to try and find a job, and then he won't have the money to get a mortgage. He'll have to save up for it and learn the hard way. Mm. But he's done. He's gone in the army, and as I say, he left home at 16.
I mean, it is harder for them to move out. And find a place. Well, no, because he went to the army. But if they're going to go, they've got a job out there, to be able to find somewhere they can afford to rent, let alone, I mean, you have to have a huge deposit. Well, not huge, but you have to have a deposit. There are certain things that are happening at last with these trusts. I don't like to say they're ISAs, where they're connected with, I think the government are doing it. If you're buying a home, you put so much in a month. You leave it for 2 or 3 years. I can't remember the exact amount. And at the end, they give you another percentage because it stayed in all that time. So you've got a better deposit for a house. But those things have been a bit slow coming forward.
Sure.
I mean, to rent a place, you're looking... it depends on whether you want to share with someone. And if you want to share with someone, or if you can only sort of afford to share with someone, you don't really know them.
Oh, I wouldn't want to share with anybody. Would you want to share with anybody? Strangers?
Oh, no.
No.
Why are we wanting a house with a stranger? It's like, I don't get that.
I struggle to share with the wife and two cats. I mean, why would I want to share the place with a, you know, complete stranger?
Please, I mean, you obviously, you meet...
If it was a stranger cat, sure.
You live with a cat.
Technically, I do.
But the cat doesn't pay rent.
No, but he sleeps in the box often.
Right.
So just think, I wonder if you wind the clock on, you know, and put us in this time now, would we leave home? You know, would we be able to leave home now like we did all those years ago, because we didn't have to have a massive deposit to put down on a massive mortgage? No. It was reasonably priced, wasn't it?
No, I mean, I used to get 100% mortgages. They don't do that. I think because of the time when the interest rate went high. Do you remember when it went like 16%? And that was quite a worry on a lot of us.
You just imagine the youngsters now, the poor youngsters now that have got to find all this money to buy a place. I would imagine that a lot of them are renting. You won't be able to buy a place and save up the deposit, because you're going to need about £10,000-£15,000 for a deposit on a normal sized house.
Well, my daughter she lives on the mainland. They're just moving. They rent, and they're just moving from Bournemouth to Chandler's Ford, and obviously they've got.
Is this one you could do?
I don't think I can remix this, but it's catchy.
Okay.
I think you should have a crack at it.
Shall I carry on?
Yeah, sorry. Oh, okay. Sorry, Ben and I.
He was telling me off about interrupting, and there he is doing it to me. Chandler's Ford. The thing with the renting is that they've already put a deposit down on one place, which they won't get out until I can't see where you're bobbing up and down.
You should put this in
the pair of you. The pair of you bobbing up and down like a yo-yo.
Like a couple of nodding dogs.
Put this one in the folder. I might give it a shot.
Yeah.
All right. I'm now his butler.
Yeah.
He's got me wrapped around his little finger now. Sorry, you were saying.
I was just saying, she's got deposits stuck in one building, she's now, before she can get the other one, she has to give them deposit. So she's got to, and the months in advance and something else. So it's expensive renting. Not lonely. You're watching my pen, aren't you, to see if I'm going to tap? But I'm not.
You know you will at some point.
Yeah, it's your bobbing up and down. Lucky we are weebles, but we don't fall down at the moment, I'm feeling.
It's a quiet bit, Ben, don't worry. But it will come back in a minute.
Wait a minute, this is Greek.
That's correct.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
What have I signed myself up for?
So it's expensive for people to our children to move out in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Fine. I'm just going to finish that because you two are just going to go. You're going to start doing the Greek dance.
Start smashing plates and everything. Yeah.
While you're doing that interruption, can I do one thing?
Yeah, go on.
I'd like to wish my 3-year-old, a 3-year-old grandson, a very happy birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Daryl.
Yeah. No one's called Daryl age 3 these days, are they?
Yeah.
He must be the only Daryl in town age 3.
Well, he's a Paw Patrol freak. There you go. We'll give you Paw Patrol to play to remix.
I have never heard of that before, I don't think.
No, I'd hope not, because it is a children's thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make a bit of sense. So, yeah, are we moving on then?
Well, I was just going to ask Ben one final time. How old do you reckon you'll be when you finally move home?
You're not going to get an answer out of him.
I really cannot answer, because I have no idea. I mean, again, it really does depend what happens over the next few years. I mean, if anything substantial happens, which allows me to be able to move out, and I actually want to move out at the time, and there's actually a decent place for me to move out, that's still a maybe. Because, you know.
Are you trying to find this out for his mum? I'm really concerned.
Have I been pulled up to something?
I was just thinking, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done things slightly differently.
You stayed at home a bit longer.
I would have probably stayed at home a little bit longer, and if you want me out, you're going to have to buy me a place.
In a nutshell, help us out. I'm in no rush to put myself into mortgage, especially when I have no reason to.
I was a bit of a mug, because I didn't really charge my kids any rent.
It's like most cases, it's like you'd want to get your own place if you had some sort of partner or anything. So, evidently, I'm not going to really ever need a reason to move out, like get my own place anytime soon.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you don't want a partner then.
The fact I'm certainly not ever going to get one, so, you know, I'm not going to bother with it.
Well, you never know your luck, do you?
Mrs. Wright might be around
when
that
the money
corner.
Starts rolling in because you're some big producer, big boss producer earning megabucks.
Who makes music as a hobby.
People start out doing hobbies. They do, believe me. Trust me. Okay, so that was one of the things that we were going to chat about today. The others, we were gonna, you know, this is kind of, well, it's sort of, it's not really aimed at you, Ben, because you don't like music. You've already said you don't like music.
I don't like every kind of music that exists.
We were saying earlier on about certain pop stars, certain stars,
yes,
that are famous for an item of clothing.
Mm. What?
Let's item of clothing.
It's Elvis Presley.
What was he famous
there
for?
There we go.
What was he famous for, though?
I don't know. I think it might have been some sort of glittery trousers.
Oh, yeah, he had the all-in-ones.
The jumpsuit.
Yes, the jumpsuits with the high collars.
Yeah.
The crazy
yeah.
hair,
okay.
I think.
Now, we played you some Shawaddy Waddy earlier on. Shawatt.
They were 70s.
Go on. So what were they famous for?
They were famous for their shoes. They were crepe shoes.
And their...
Drapes, yes.
Crepes and drapes.
Yeah.
They were?
Yes.
What about Rubettes? Do you remember the Rubettes?
Rubettes, they had the flat caps, didn't they? The tartan, weren't they tartan?
No.
Or they were red?
No.
Red?
No.
No.
No. White.
White?
They
oh,
were
okay.
white floppy hats.
I did
they?
Have a black and white telly.
I know. Yeah, and I was colourblind.
Yeah.
They used to have white suits as well.
Yeah.
Bay City Rollers, obviously.
Oh, the tartan around the three-quarter length.
You'll like this one. You'll like this one. Oasis.
Oasis. Oh, they weren't they the duffel coat jackets?
No,
that was mods.
The eyebrows that met in the middle.
So I didn't really look at them that
that's
closely.
That's what they were famous for.
People are still have their haircuts. Have you noticed that?
They do.
Yeah.
Long before they arrived. You know,
well,
they,
the mods, I suppose. Yeah.
What about Sandy Shaw?
Now you mentioned because she sang with no shoes on a lot
yeah,
of the time.
Sandy Shaw sang with no shoes on. You mentioned somebody else that did that as well.
Is it Florence and the Mechanics? She does as well, doesn't she?
Florence and the Mechanics.
Is it no Mechanics? Was it Florence and the what?
Machine.
There we go.
Yeah, Mechanics are another band altogether.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Machine. She sings with no shoes on.
And this all came about because of a certain man wearing a golden suit.
Correct.
Which
Martin.
Was Martin Fry.
Yep.
So, you mentioned somebody else earlier on as well.
Well,
You went to see somebody that was
Freddie Mercury.
No. You went to see somebody very recently, and they were doing an impression of, or they were part of a tribute act.
Who did I go and see?
The Shadows.
Oh yes, the Shadows. It was one person.
They were
this young man playing he's very good on the guitars. He had a nice range of guitars, and yeah, he was doing the Shadows. And to make him look like the Shadows, he just put the glasses on. And obviously did the dance.
Square glasses, did the dance.
Yeah, you're doing it with your feet now.
Yeah.
Wizard, he had the long hair and the long jacket, didn't he?
He did.
Yes.
Long frizzy hair.
He only has the one song that he must live on.
The Wizard of Oz?
No.
Strangely
enough, no.
No.
But good effort.
Yeah.
And he used to have multicoloured hair as well,
didn't he?
Yes, yeah. He used to have loads of different shades.
I wish it
things.
Could be Christmas every day.
You hear that every single Christmas
it comes out.
Probably do.
Yeah, it's at the discos and it's at Christmas parties. It's played.
So what about things like Prince? I mean, you know,
Prince, and he liked to wear purple.
Anything purple.
Anything purple, and everything looked because he was so slim as well, wasn't he? He was a very thin chap.
You just think, this was a clever marketing ploy.
Yeah.
Because all of these acts that we've just said, we've just gone through, and they've obviously stuck in your mind long enough to remember it.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at your glasses now.
Right.
And I'm thinking, who else is famous for wearing glasses? A variety of...
Loads.
Not just Dame Edna.
No, but Morecambe and Wise.
Elton John. Elton John's famous
Elton
for his
John,
glasses.
Elton John, yes. He's also famous for the extra hair.
Toot, yeah. Yeah.
And you've got, we talked about Slade.
Yeah.
He used to wear
the hat,
lots of
funny discs on.
Yes, and checkered tartan stuff.
Sideburns.
Yes.
And
sideburns.
The other guy with the flat hair, which was ridiculous.
Yes, he actually always a bit freaked me out when I saw him on there. He was shorter than I think all of them, and had the long coat. Always freaked me out a bit, so...
Macklemore?
Pardon?
Macklemore?
I don't know, he's a bit weird.
Oh, I don't know that. I mean, there isn't many bands of today or artists today, I think, other than Lady Gaga, because she wears strange outfits.
But she's famous for so, like Madonna. She's the Madonna of her day, isn't she? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's loads of things you could remember Madonna for, but I can't remember anything one specific
thing.
She always used to have a different look. I'm guessing hot pants, Kylie Minogue, maybe. But then she said, "She's a lady that's had many looks."
She said
we're talking
looks.
About one look here.
Yeah,
with one
I can't think of really.
Rod
any...
Stewart, his blonde mullet, spiky mullet,
and his tartan scarf.
Yeah.
Always used to have a tartan scarf. That he used to have.
I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head.
Just waving an invisible scarf up in the air.
But I'd never know.
I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head.
Oh crikey, no. Well, you had you had the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Because they'd always be in their suits.
But then, so were other bands as well. So they weren't like, you know... What about Adam Ant with his white stripe?
Oh, yes. Now, there's a thing.
Now, he's actually going to be at the festival this year. I wonder if he'd have his white stripe.
And, Boy George.
Again, what...
His funny hats. And he still wears funny hats.
Yeah, so does Tinky Winky.
What? Tinky Winky? Who's Tinky Winky?
Well, there was the Teletubbies. Did you not see the Teletubbies
and Poe,
when you were a child?
Yeah, to be watching Tinky Winky had the handbag. Sure, but I didn't think they were a band.
What, Teletubbies?
Yeah.
They had more number ones than Squeeze.
Oh, well, then bring on Mr. Blobby.
Teletubbies were actually number one, weren't they, with Teletubbies say,
really?
Oh.
You're sad.
Tinky Winky had a handbag.
Yeah, I was very worried about
La
Tinky
La
Winky.
Lala had something or other, and I can't remember.
You know, I look, must wonder.
We'll take a break.
Of the names of them.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back and answer that question.
Oh dear.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The White Military and Heritage Museum in Northwood. The museum will excite your senses and immerse you in a world of human success over adversity. Call 01983-300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Real Employment Law Advice is your friendly employment law specialist, giving support, guidance and advice to employers and employees who are having problems at work. We pride ourselves in looking beyond the law to find practical, stress-free solutions that suit your needs or the needs of your business. For reliable, experienced, affordable legal advice, go to adviceforemployers.co.uk or for individuals, adviceforemployees.co.uk.
The loss of a loved one through bereavement is one of the hardest and most painful things we have to go through in life. It's a great help and comfort when someone can sit down with you and talk you through the kind of service you would like to mark the passing of your friend or relative, and then on the day deliver a warm and positive ceremony with his or her life at the heart of it all. My name's Jonathan Skeet, and I'm an independent funeral celebrant. For an informal chat with no obligation whatsoever about how I can help you in this crisis moment, call me on 01983 868607. That's 01983 868607. Or ask your funeral director.
Hi, I'm Maggie Curry, transformational coach and consultant. Stress, low morale, physical exhaustion, toxic relationships all can cause damage and can make you feel invisible. You'll begin building your new positive future working with me and learn to understand that we are living in the feeling of the principle of thought taking form in the moment. Every one of us was born for greatness, and we knew that until we forgot. Working with me will help you to remember again. When you start to see the true power of thought and its relationship to your way of observing life, your transformation will begin. Get in touch today on 754666 or email me at hello@maggiecurry.co.uk.
Vectis Radio is regularly streamed over 4,000 unique times each month, which means our Listen Live button is pressed around 25,000 times. With Vectis Radio, you don't need an advertising budget in the thousands for an effective advertising campaign. We offer affordable advertising to local businesses, with packages starting from as little as £50 a month. If we can help you market your business, don't hesitate to get in touch with our marketing department. Just email vectisradiomarketing@gmail.com or call 07741 664 393. That's 07741 664 393.
Where am I? You're in your jukebox. What do you want? Information. We want information. You won't get it by hook or by crook. We will. Who's in charge here? I am number two. You are number six. Who's number one? That would be telling. I'm not a number. I'm a free man. Who are you listening to? Marco's Mod Anthems. He plays ska, R&B, soul and Motown music. When's it on? Monday evenings. The secret's out. Mod Anthem Show, Monday 7 till 10 p.m. It is number one.
Stay social and get in touch. Add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
Welcome back to part two. Then we have Herb in the garden, and also
I should say weed.
We have the one, the only, the remix specialist, the remix professional. We have Ben Newman.
Who's that?
Otherwise known as Dr. Genocide.
Yes.
So before the break, we were talking about items of clothing that pop stars, film stars had like made famous.
Yes.
and instantly recognisable with it. Yep. And I was just thinking of there was one just popped into my head, Joan Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Joan Collins was famous for having Fanny the Wonder Dog. Do you remember Fanny the Wonder Dog?
No.
It wasn't an item of clothing, but it was just something that she used to.
I just remember her in Dallas. He,
yeah, Joan Collins fan club was.
Oh no, I don't even know him.
It was Julian Clary.
Oh, Julian Clary.
Yeah, Julian Clary. But he made famous the little jumpsuit as well, didn't he? The little rubber jumpsuit.
Oh my
jumpsuit.
Gosh, yes. No, he was in. It was with Lycra, wasn't it?
It wasn't Lycra. Oh, crikey, no, it was more like rubber.
I'm thinking of the Green Goddess. What's her name? Used to do the Keep Fit in the Morning.
Yeah, I remember her as well. Yeah. She's famous for that, obviously.
Yeah.
You mentioned Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Now, he had many looks, but one of the most famous things was...
The glove.
The white glove.
Yeah. Can you imagine all these shots have only got... What one was it? Now, it was his right hand.
So I haven't got a clue which one it was.
I'm sure it was his right hand. So imagine all these shops that have got one gloves.
There was a kid on Pan that adored Michael Jackson to the point where his name was Paul.
Yes.
He was known as Punky Paul because he was a bit of a punk rocker. But then he went through his Michael Jackson phase and he changed his name to Paul Michael Jackson. And he used to wear the white glove.
There's lots of people who dress up like Michael Jackson.
There are. And there are words for them.
Like a skeleton.
No, before, not now. See, that was very quick.
Too quick.
Yeah.
Too quick.
Too quick for us old fogies.
So come on, can you think of anybody else that's famous?
I shouted them all out, didn't I?
All right, when you think of David Jason as Del Boy.
Boy, he had his flat cap and his jacket, didn't you?
A flat cap. He'd probably have a cravat on and he'd have a Del thing around his neck.
He also had
neck.
The sheepskin coat.
He did, sheepskin coat. So there's another item of clothing.
I said about David Bowie when he was in his Ziggy stage, because I just, when you think of Ziggy, I think of his red hair and the makeup, the flash on his face. That was...
Can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, he used to have that...
Skin tight.
He only used to wear that in the 70s, didn't he? That funny little thing that he used to wear.
I'm just thinking, actually, now...
What is it?
Of the one where he dressed up as the woman with the car. But what's...
Want to Break Free.
Yes.
He had a miniskirt on, didn't he?
Yes, and the wig.
And a big bushy moustache.
It was funny.
Hilarious.
They banned that in the US, you know.
I'm not surprised. They banned that video.
I couldn't see why. It was all right. Really?
I'm not surprised. We mentioned Sound of Shaw with no shoes. We mentioned Oasis Boys with their coats.
There was a lot of flower power people in the 60s, wasn't there? Beatles.
Well, they were known for their floppy hairdos, weren't they, in the suits.
And their shaking of the head. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Tom Jones with his hairy chest.
Did he have a hairy chest? I thought he just wiggled.
What? Don't know whether he just wiggled or not, but...
I mean, hey, I'd still throw my pants at him. He's quite attractive. The clean ones, Ben.
Are you sure you want to come back next week, Ben? Or would you like to change your day? Any other day other than Wednesday, please?
Yeah. I leave you with a smile.
Hey, look, we've kind of run out of time.
Because
what we want to do is we want to end up by playing the wonderful piece of music that you've produced over the last 7 days. And that's coming up in a wee while. So we will reconvene next week. You're going to have some another couple of new tracks.
It's half term next week.
It is half term.
It's
half term. Are you with us? Is that
Oh, no, I'm there. Okay. I'm there.
Okay, it doesn't bother you, it's half term next
week.
Yeah,
not really.
Okay, so you're going to come back with another remix track. We've extended your 4Ps by a week.
All right.
So we'll see what happens next week, see how well you do. But I just want to say, honestly, and I really do mean this, you've got an incredible talent there, and over the next 7 days, we are going to make some telephone calls to see where we can get this. Because, you know, we want to put it under the spotlight. We want to put you out there, because what you've achieved in the last few months, I think, has been incredible. And you've been hiding this incredible talent under a bush, and I think it's time we got it out from the bush.
I just didn't think anyone would be bothered much, right?
Well, they are, and they will be, I guarantee it. So, we're going to say fond farewell, and we're going to play out the next piece of music. Is something that you've reproduced. You may recognise it, Laurel and Hardy fans.
Bye-bye.